Welcome to the PEAK podcast for Peace, Education, Arts, and Communication, our bi-weekly and maybe monthly podcast. Today is Friday, June 8th, 2018. My name is Patrick. I am an intern here for PEAK. And today we are joined by two guests, Christian and Lizzie. So, Lizzie, do you want to start off by giving me a brief introduction about yourself?
Sure. So, my name is Lizzie McGowan. I'm from Tuskegee, Alabama, and I'm a graduate student at the Middlebury Institute of International Studies in Monterey, and I'm getting my master's in nonproliferation and terrorism studies, and I'm also a PEAK intern.
Awesome. Christian?
Yes. So I am Christian Chabanu, and I am UN representative of PEAK Institute here in New York. And my background is that I've been a disarmament activist since 2009. I have two master's degrees, one in political science, one in nonproliferation, both one from Geneva and one from Middlebury. And I have been involved in empowering young people since 2010.
Awesome. Thank you for that. And I know there has been a lot of work done by PEAK in the past 2 weeks. It's been super active. There's a lot been going on in the youth dialogue at the UN. So one of the things I have noticed the most is PEAK's presence at the PGA Youth Dialogue. And I know that was a big event run by the UN. And Lizzie was in attendance for all of it. So I was wondering, Lizzie, if you could give us some feedback on what you thought about the dialogue, just a broad background on what happened, the daily schedule, and things like that.
Sure. So the youth dialogue was very, very, very interesting. I got a lot from it. And one of the things that stood out to me was how they are committed to bringing the voice of the youth to geopolitical politics, because it is often thought that young people are not knowledgeable about what's going on and that young people won't take it seriously and that it's not a sphere that we're exactly welcomed in. So I'm happy that the Secretary General is doing more to...
Secretary General and the President.
Yeah, and the President, yeah, is doing more to bring in young people.
Yeah. That event was actually sponsored by the President of the General Assembly himself.
Right.
So he was there for the attendance the entire event, which is really
right.
Cool.
And one thing that stood out about it to me was what was one of the panels about extremism. I like how they noted that your social circle largely determines who you identify with and the likelihood of a kid deciding to cross the threshold to be an extremist or a jihadist. And it can be a Christian extremist or a Muslim extremist. So living in that kind of bubble really contributes to people having linear ways of thinking. And another interesting thing that was pointed out was how a lot of countries experience brain drain. Like, for example, in Africa, their best and brightest leave, and they come to the United States or Europe, and they don't go back to share their knowledge about how to uplift their country. So you're left with people who don't have the ability. They may have the will, but they don't have the ability, and it stifles access to education, women's rights. So I like how they touched on those points.
I know the UN-PGA dialogue changed their format this year to main panels, and then they had a bunch of they had an open mic session. Do you have any feedback on if you wouldn't think this type of dialogue was more successful?
Oh, I thought the format was good.
Yeah.
I would say that for the open mic session, sometimes it is possible to have too many people speak,
exactly, yeah,
where it can be a little overwhelming. But yeah, everybody had something meaningful to say.
Right. They're all doing progress in the field.
Yeah, and they're all having success, in what they're doing. And one of the primary things that stood out to me was a guy, I forgot his name, but he was from Gabon, and how he's using sports as a way to teach kids entrepreneurship and how to conduct a business and develop themselves. So that was one, and it was only a 3-minute presentation, but that really stood out to me. And one guy, he did a rap. Well, he started out with beatboxing,
that was really cool.
Yeah, I was like, well, where's he going with this? But it was a message about love,
yeah.
And it was good. creative things like that, you know, always wake the audience up.
Yeah.
So I would say that it was good. And for the mocktail event, it was great, and we got to do some good networking and meet a lot of people.
Everybody we met there was international.
Yeah. Yeah, I met people that knew, we all, in a sense, kind of knew the same people, and you know, so that was cool.
And then overall, 1 to 10, Youth Dialogue?
I give it an 8.5.
8.5? Okay. Awesome. So that was Peek at the UMPGA Dialogue last week. You can check out our Twitter to get more feedback. Moving on to the Japan trip. The Japan trip was a big Peek event that Christian and Lizzie have been working really hard on. But for our viewers that aren't up to date on the Japan trip, Christian, can you give us like a brief background, what it is, what's the purpose, why are we doing it?
Thank you. So I'll give a brief overview about our project. So it's a youth conference on Northeast Asian youth leadership and nuclear disarmament plus security. And the focus will be on empowering young people, especially those from the New York City area and from Lizzie's home state of Alabama, to come to Japan and learn about the humanitarian impact of nuclear weapons, the Treaty on the Prohibition of Nuclear Weapons, the International Campaign to Abolish Nuclear Weapons, ICAN, which just won the Nobel Peace Prize, as well as focusing on how young people can address the Northeast Asian security challenges, especially in light of the Kim Trump Summit, which will be held next week in Singapore.
Right.
And they will also learn about how to utilize social media as a campaigning tool to express themselves and to really be engaged with their politicians.
That's a great project and really excited. Can you guys give us some updates on the progress you've been doing for like funding or nailing down a date?
We're in the process of finalizing two different segments of the project. The first one will be a training program for Peek staff and Peek interns, and then we'll have the main youth conference most likely in the spring of next year, about 1 or 2 months before the NPT PrepCom. NPT is the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. They're having a preparatory committee meeting in New York, and this is also a great way to prepare, you know, interested students for discussions on nuclear disarmament at the NPT PrepCom itself.
That's a great goal. This question is to both of you. Can you guys talk about why you think it's important to have a dialogue like this, a forum, especially in the international sphere, in our time period, with everything going around, why youth dialogue is important? Lizzie, do you want to go first?
Sure. So I think that having this dialogue is important because most people aren't exposed to this topic in school, especially in public schools. You know, when you learn about World War II, using the bomb is framed as a means of necessity, that we had to use the bomb to win, and that's not true. And most kids do not understand the humanitarian impact of using these kinds of weapons. Therefore, learning about them firsthand and actually going and seeing the effects of them, and talking about them and talking to survivors, is very, very important. And if we're actually going to abolish nuclear weapons, we need to have a diverse audience interested in it. So the more people that we get from different backgrounds, different regions, different parts of the world interested in it, then the more likely we are going to have success in having the people who are in power listen and understand, okay, this is a serious issue.
So really, the youth conference will complement the discussions and what's been happening with the Treaty on the Prohibition of Nuclear Weapons and ICANN's movement in empowering young people. In terms of our funding situation, we're trying very hard to raise funds for this project, and we'll be setting up GoFundMe campaigns, as well as reaching out to interested individuals, such as those on this podcast, you know, who may be interested in providing, you know, resources and financial means to help us with this unique project. Because, again, the focus is on youth who are marginalized and who would not have the opportunity otherwise to go to Japan to learn about nuclear disarmament.
Christian, can you talk about why you think youth-to-youth dialogue is important, though?
Yeah, so youth-to-youth dialogue is important because oftentimes a lot of young people, they have brilliant ideas, but they don't know how to implement them. And to be able to have to meet with their peers, especially Japanese and Korean youth, they'll be able to engage, understand the dynamics of the world, the regional issues, as well as realizing that their voices matter in the discussions, and they don't have to be afraid or think that they're that they don't have opportunity, they do not have chances to raise their voices to the politicians, because many people, are listening to young people, and we've seen that in the movements and the anti-gun movement, what's happening with the anti-gun movements after Parkland shooting, as well as during the discussions with Black Lives Matter.
Yeah, that's great. I remember one of the big takeaways I've had about youth is in the Security Council, they passed the UN Security Council resolution about youth, peace, and security. And it's just a measure that really, it's a measure that the UN has been trying to implement that brings in youth into the discussion of global issues. And I remember Sweden said a really big quote that was like, we need to prepare the youth today because they were going to be the future leaders of our world. So that wraps it up for that segment of youth. We have one more thing to talk about from PEAK. It's the Peace Boat, and this is Christian.
Yes.
Can you update us about
So we are partnering with Peace Boat on an upcoming event on the 13th of July. The Peace Boat will be docking in, and they will be having a youth forum on the Sustainable Development Goals, specifically looking at SDG 16 and nuclear disarmament education, in which, PEAK will talk about its work in terms of youth empowerment, and we will have PEAK interns such as Patrick and Lizzie involved with the Peace Boat once it arrives to New York.
Awesome. That about wraps it up for this weekly episode of the PEAK podcast. Remember to follow our Twitter at PEAK Institute. That is PEAC Institute for live updates on peace related content from in and around the United Nations. Thank you for tuning in.
Thank you.
Thank you.